I'm Cherie Saunders with USA Today. The stylized action romp Bullet Train, starring Brad Pitt, arrived with a $30.1 million opening weekend, according to studio estimates Sunday, as the last big movie of Hollywood's summer recovery landed in theaters. The Bullet Train debut for Sony Pictures was solid but unspectacular for a movie that cost $90 million to make and was propelled by Pitt's substantial star power. Even if it holds well in coming weeks, movie theaters have no major studio releases on the horizon for the rest of August, and few sure things to look forward to in early fall. While late summer is always a quiet period in theaters, it will be especially so this year and likely to sap some of the momentum stirred by Top Gun Maverick, Jurassic World Dominion, Minions The Rise of Gru, and others. The weekend's other new wide release, Easter Sunday, struggled to catch on. The Universal Pictures comedy, starring comic Joe Coy as an actor attending his family's Easter Sunday celebration, won praise for its Filipino representation, but drew even worse reviews than Bullet Train. It opened with $5.3 million in ticket sales. Instead, Bullet Train was trailed by a number of holdovers, including the Warner Brothers film DC League of Pets. The animated release grossed $11.2 million in its second week of release. Jordan Peele's Nope, the Universal sci-fi horror release, continued to perform well, earning $8.5 million in its third weekend. With $98 million in tickets sold, Nope will soon surpass $100 million at the box office. Taika Waititi's Thor: Love and Thunder for the Walt Disney Company came in fourth with $7.6 million in its fifth weekend. It's now up to $316.1 million, making it the highest-grossing Thor movie domestically. With $699 million globally, Love and Thunder is less likely to catch the $854 million worldwide haul of 2017's Thor: Ragnarok. Final domestic figures will be released Tuesday.